following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, "Oh, that's so sweet," it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant and participating U.S. locations only. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. Ends limited to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2013. See official rules at buffalowildwings.com for restrictions and details.
Come into the Home Depot and you'll get up to 30% off select holiday decor. So, let's add a lot more merry. It's not too late for a few extra lights here, a new set of ornaments there, more garland on the mantle, inflatables in the yard, and we'll stuff our stockings full of savings. Let's do this. Get up to 30% off select holiday decor. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through December 18th while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
It was the kind of love that should last a lifetime. You did everything together. Fishing, tailgates, nights under the starry skies. And now, it's love done gone. Bring back the love you once had for your vehicle with vehicle accessories from the Dent Popper.
The Vehicle Love Doctors.
The Dent Popper is more than dents, scratches, and bed linings. They're accessorizers, too. Any accessory, any vehicle. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it for you. Love your vehicle again with accessories from the Dent Popper. North of the railroad on 1st Avenue on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
You want action. You want excitement.
This place is going nuts.
You want the ultimate adrenaline rush. Then you want the one and only PBR. Catch it all at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, Saturday, December 14th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Brought to you in part by Taco John's, Mid-Nebraska Chemical, and Casey's General Stores. Tickets are available at JR's Western, PickMyTickets.com, and the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. See you at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, December 14th.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we are live at Fast Phil's Cenex Plaza here in Kearney. Stop by from now until 1 o'clock. We've got all kinds of giveaways. We've already had a bunch of winners. We're going to talk more about that. Free coffee, dollar Coca-Cola 20-ounce products, dollar Monster drinks. I never see the guys from the PBR drinking any Monster drinks to get all fired up. They're naturally fired up, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's right. Every time we talk to these guys, I love to hear about
couple of their injuries. You know, tell me, they never.
Well, we had bullfighters here. They're the real idiots. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're just riding a bull, you're 8 seconds of work, and I know all the prep. But I mean, 8 seconds out there, and then if you make it or don't, you're done. These guys are out there 40 times 8, and then we got the short go, so they're out there for another 10 bulls. It's a lot of fun, and it's the PBR Midway Challenge. Plus, folks, of the 40 riders, 12 were to the World Finals this year, and a world champion Mike Lee, runner-up for the Rookie of the Year 2 years ago. They are going to be at the Midway Auto Dealerships tomorrow. Justin McBride and Mike Lee will be signing autographs and talking to the folks for 2 hours from 10 to 2, and then over at JR's Western, Chase Outlaw is going to be there, and contractor JW Hart is going to be there. I think everybody knows JW's name as well. That's from 1 to 2, so if you want to see some of the folks early tomorrow and maybe get the kids up close, get a picture, and they'll do that tomorrow. Midway from 10 to 12 and JR's Western from 1 to 2. And Jeffrey, great to have you back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All the work's done, right?
Almost. We're getting there.
Well, yep. give us the who, what, when, why. I mean, this event continues to I don't want to say grow, because it seems like it's a sellout every year. We get great riders and great stock, but more people want to get in. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. This event, year in and year out, is one of the top touring pro events in the PBR. And people really enjoy coming to this event. We enjoy putting it on. You know, we have great livestock. L4 Livestock puts the event on, and they were actually the 2013 Horizon Breeder of the Year. So you know you're going to get great livestock. You get great cowboys coming, and it's just a lot of fun, this event is. You know, like you said, we got top cowboys coming. We got 12 that were in the World Finals. And Chase Outlaw, Mike Lee, former world champion, Sean Willingham, Skeeter King Solver. They're coming to battle, that's for sure.
See, there's your names, Jimmy. We were talking about the old National Finals Rodeo, and we couldn't find, you know, the names. You know, they weren't right, like what we got here at the PBR this week. There's more to than just the bull riding. Family event, I know we got the mechanical bull. What's some of the other things that are going to be going on?
Absolutely. You know, the intro is always good.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll have a little fire, a little music, a little exciting. This year, we are going to have an 8x16-foot big screen, replay screen, so everybody will be able to see the replay, and that'll be a really nice addition to the event.
Well, let's get a couple of the bullfighters in here, and we'll talk about that. Kelsey's with us, Emke. He was with us last year on the Doug and Daddy Show, and, man, you're getting prettier every day, brother. Did you make it through the year okay?
Yeah, I did. Successful year, so.
I want to get to a couple of the comments from some of the folks that have been around it for a long time. They were talking that last year's short go was about as good, or even a couple of them said as good, as anything they've ever seen in the PBR. And this isn't fluff. I mean, we're not trying to sell the product, because it's already been sold here in Kearney. But we had 90-plus point rides, and we had guys riding. It was just amazing. I think, obviously, in Nebraska, maybe one of the best rounds of all time. Just kind of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it was a great, great short round. The guys tried their hearts out and stuff. And they have half points and stuff now for these riders. So, and all these touring pros count towards the World Finals. So they're trying even harder now at these touring pros. So get the bulls and the riders matched right, you're going to get big rides.
Are you continuing? I mean, you're back. A lot of these riders like to come back. It is a party atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. But as we talked about last year, now there's some importance to it as well if you want to compete in this event.
Yeah, like I said, like everything's counting towards the finals. So you're going to get names, young guys coming up trying to make their way up, and it's just a family deal, and everybody knows everybody's going to come and compete and have a good time.
Now, Jimmy, you want to ask him about his last year and see if he got anything busted up?
Well, I'm going to ask him that. You know, I was just thinking, though, when all the years I coached and participated in sports, I really enjoyed winning. I really did enjoy winning the games. And a lot of times when you'd get a draw and you think, hey, who are we going to play first round of the holiday tournament? And I thought, hey, I'd rather play this team than this team, and et cetera. And if I had to ride a bull, and I'm looking at these 12 bulls over there, they're going to pick one of these out. And I don't know if I could find one of the 12 that I'd like to compete against, but I do not want the tuple. That's my question I want to know. Do you really enjoy, or would you rather have something in the middle, or do you really want that one that nobody else can ride?
It kind of depends on your attitude. A lot of guys like Jabin Mooney, he wants the ranked bull out every time. that's how you score big. Your middle bowls, you're going to have, you know, your mediocre scores. So it's kind of depends on the mindset of the rider himself. As a bullfighter, I like something that's a little hot, but not too hot, not a man eater, you know. So something you can play with and have fun with, and if it does get you down, he's not going to stomp you and kill you.
That's exactly my point. I had nothing to do with winning the thing. It was about that was the point I'm trying to make. That area, yeah. When I go down, because there's not going to be no 6 seconds.
You're a fan of safety.
Yeah, there's going to be 0.3 seconds, and then I want some good help out there. Get him!
You can't even go as long as Chad Johnson
there
did.
There you go.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan. We're here at Fast Phil Senex as part of their holiday party. Lots of giveaways, so stop by. See us. We're here until 1 o'clock. Got some great things. We're going to be giving away another set of PBR tickets. In fact, the next person that comes in and asks and just comes up to Jimmy and says hi to Jimmy Lang, and we're going to give you a pair of PBR tickets here at Fast Fills, just south of Whiskey Creek, north of the Ramada Inn. While we've got our bullfighters here talking about it, Kelsey Emke, tell me something about Jimmy Lee here, and then we'll ask Jimmy a couple of questions. Out of Texas.
Yeah, out of Texas. Good buddy of mine. Great guy. We've been fighting together for this will be our second year fighting this event. We've done 5 or 6 events together. He's fun to work with, knows what he's doing, and keeps everybody safe. So he always brings light to the room. So he's pretty lighthearted and easy going.
Now I'm
going
to ask him the same question about you, but you're first. So you got any stories for us?
That can be told on the radio. Kind of
tough. Isn't that the way it is?
Yeah. Not any great stories that stand out. We try to keep low key. We're in the arena, so we're not making the highlight reel. So that's not our job to make the highlight reel. We're just there to save the Cowboys. So.
Well, let's talk to Jimmy here. Jimmy Lee from San Angelo, Texas. Welcome up to the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome back to Kearney, man.
Yeah, it's a great place. Love coming here. This is the highlight of my year for sure. Fans are awesome here. That's what makes this place. Whenever you've got – how many people were there last year, you think?
4,000.
Yeah, 4 to 5 probably. Yeah.
And they're screaming, and you can't hear the music or the buzzer or anything. It's giving me chills just thinking about it, but I can't wait till Saturday night.
This seems to me, and around here, because we go to this event, because we sell out the arena, that's the way it is all the time. And these guys ride in New York City. They ride in some of the biggest towns around. Are there still places that just don't get it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of places, especially like around, I hate to say this, but, you know, around Texas and stuff where, you know, it's kind of played out. There's been so many bull ridings and so many, and people just kind of get washed out of it. You get places like Kearney where these people love the sport. And, you know, as a bullfighter, me and Kelsey, we're probably the number one fans out there because, you know, we've got the front row seat, and that's why I'm there. I love seeing the bulls compete. And these people that come out there, they come out in droves, and like Kelsey said, they're there to have a good time, and they do. And it makes it fun for us, you know. So,
you got a story that – well, I want to get that out of the way so I don't forget. You got any stories about this guy here?
No stories. It's kind of easy walking around with this big sucker, though. I'll tell you that much. You can kind of get away with a lot whenever you're hanging out with a wrestler and, you know, big old scary sucker like Kelsey. So it's kind of nice having him around.
Kelsey, I think I got to referee a basketball game in Amherst tonight, and I'm thinking about taking you with me. And you just sit there, and then as soon as that first fan – gets up and says something, I'm just going to point at him, and then you walk over there. You'd be my bouncer.
I can handle that.
Yeah, that'd be a good time, and then we'll do something later tonight.
Jimmy, tell me what got you involved in bullfighting. What just made you decide, okay, I can do this. This is pretty neat.
Like I said, it's the love of the sport for me. I rode bulls for a little while, and to be flat out honest with you, I wasn't any good at it. Yeah. But I loved it. I loved it, and I love the sport. Love watching the bulls compete. I mean, you know, to see a 2,000-pound animal come 3.5 feet off the ground at the bottom of his feet, and you know, his head is higher than your head than you can reach, you know, just to be able to see an animal kind of, I mean, function and move that way, and they're so fast and so powerful, and all the rest kind of fell into place. But back to your question, that was kind of my way of giving back to the sport, you know, staying in it, I guess you can say. So, and it kind of worked out. I say it kind of picked me more than me picking the sport, because once you're in, you're kind of in. You know, it's not really no getting out. You know, the guys know that you're there to help them. And whenever, you know, guys come up to you and say, you know, I'd get on a mountain lion out there, you know, as long as I know you're in arena, that's a good feeling. And that just kind of, you know, pushes you on, makes you want to do more.
Just the last minute here with part of the KC Bullfighters and Kelsey Emke and Jimmy Lee getting ready for the Midway PBR Challenge tomorrow night. We've played it up. Again, let's take it from the approach of somebody that's new to Central Nebraska or new to the Kearney area, has never been out there. The best are going. going to be there. Former world champions are going to be there. The stock is awesome. What makes this, in your opinion, so unique? Because most sports that go fairly year-round take this time off, but the riders don't.
Well, you know, we just had the finals. They were just over a couple weeks ago, and this is kind of their – it's kind of the event that, you know, kind of jump starts their year. And, you know, the best guys, you know, there's not a whole lot of places to go, so they come here. And that's what makes it good, because, you know, they're coming here, they're trying to get a jump start on the year, and it's just powerful, man. It's going to be a good show for sure.
Guys, anything else? I know Josh was supposed to be here, but he's tied up out at the arena. So I'm sure he's practicing, getting ready for tomorrow night. But 7:30, Jeffrey, come on in. 7:30 tomorrow night. Anything else that the fans need to know? And are tickets still available? And
tickets,
if so, what do they need to do?
Available. They're available, but you better go ahead and get them today.
Yeah.
You know, we had a big walk-up last year, and we're not going to have as many tickets available for a walk-up as we did last year. So, payday. Get on to pickmytickets.com, go to the JR's Western or the Buffalo County Fair office, get your tickets. Get them today before tomorrow. Tomorrow the ticket prices will go up from $25 to $30, and $30 ticket will go to $35 on the day of the event. So best to get them today.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in. Can't wait to be out there tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks a lot. Thanks,
Jeff,
for having
Kelsey,
us.
Jimmy, thank you so much, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night. The Doug and Daddy Show rolling on with the PBR, Midway PBR Finals going on tomorrow night, 7:30 Buffalo County Fairgrounds. And again, next folks that come on in and visit us here at the Doug and Daddy Show and want a pair of tickets to the PBR tomorrow, we're going to give those away. So stop by. We've got some for you here. We're at Fastville Senex, right next to Whiskey Creek and Ramada Inn, right in between them here in Kearney with their holiday party. Sign up. We've been giving away a lot of stuff, and we've got a Dr. Pepper go-kart. We've got the six-foot stocking. The Nebraska Lottery has some special items that they're giving away as well. So stay with us and come in and join us before 1 o'clock here at Fast Fills. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You're a guy over 30 and not in the best of shape. You know that you put on about 5 pounds every year from not doing anything about it. You want the energy you once had. Even your libido is suffering and your wife is looking at you sideways. You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCore Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men, don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCore Pro, exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Sports Center. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, a Sports Center update on ESPN. The Kearney Catholic girls basketball team outscored Adams Central 20-8 in the second quarter and went on to beat the Patriots 66-42 last night. It was the fourth game in the last 7 days for Adams Central. Adams Squires led the Stars with 12 points. Alexis Grimmett had 10 for the Patriots. Kearney Catholic is now 4-0. Adams Central falls to 0-4. Elsewhere in girls' basketball from last night, Blue Hill beat Superior 56-39. Holdridge defeated Lexington 60-19. Ravenna stopped Ord 69-42. Sandy Creek blew out Centennial 43-21. St. Paul got by Wood River 37-33. And Sutton beat Cross County 52-25. In boys' basketball from last night, Blue Hill beat Superior 55-34. Centennial knocked off Sandy Creek 52-29. Lexington got by Holdridge 54-46. Sutton blasted Cross County 48-14. And Wood River defeated St. Paul 60-45. Amanda Olson and Jen Lerner of Hastings College have been named honorable mention All-Americans by the NAIA. The two led the Bronco women's soccer team to a 16-5-1 record this year, 9-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College men's basketball team will play at Dort College tomorrow. Both teams are undefeated in conference play. The defenders have beaten the Broncos the last 7 meetings, and Hastings has never won in Sioux Center. Tip-off will be at 4 o'clock. The women will play the first game at 2. Our coverage begins at 1:45 on 1230 KHAS. Bellevue University beat the Nebraska Kearney men's basketball team 73-65 at the Helton Sports Center last night. Mike Detlinger had 18 points and 10 rebounds for the Lopers. With his performance, Detlinger becomes the 40th player in school history to reach 1,000 career points. UNK is now 2-5 on the season. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go!
Place him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Fastville Cenex. Stop by and join us today. We have got all kinds of giveaways until 1 o'clock. Reduced price on sodas and monster drinks, just a dollar free coffee as well. But love to have you stop by and join us today live at Fast Phil's. We're here until 1 o'clock today, and of course you can stop by for their holiday party. We've still got to give away the Dr. Pepper go-kart, the Coca-Cola polar bear and chair. They're giving away coolers, storm tickets. Nebraska Lottery giving away a grab bag with the purchase of $10 in lottery tickets as well. So come in and have a lot of fun today. Everyone's a winner as we're giving away great prizes, including a 6-foot stocking full of goodies just in time for Christmas here at Fast Phil's Plaza and Cenex, just north of the Ramada Inn, south of Whiskey Creek, just off the interstate in Kearney. Folks, I told you at the top of the show, if you're on the interstate and headed towards Kearney, it's worth pulling off. We're just right off the interstate here at Fast Phil's and Cenex. So a lot of basketball action going on tonight. A reminder that our network of stations has three games here on ESPN. Kearney Catholic is at Ord on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia's playing Donovan Trumbull. And on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Kennesaw will be at Shelton. We've got Tri-City Storm Hockey. They're home tonight, 7:30 against Youngstown on the Breeze 94.5. Then they play again, the same two teams, tomorrow afternoon at 3:05. John from the Dent Popper inbox here tells us, Jimmy Langan, that wasn't the last time Cleveland was relevant in the NFL when Brian Sipe was chucking the rock to Ozzie Newsome? That was a long time ago.
Boy, isn't that something. Ozzie Newsome used to play at Alabama. In fact, Ozzie Newsome played at Lincoln. Remember when Nebraska upset Alabama and Bear Bryant? I am hip rushed for about 150 yards that day, and Ozzie Newsome played. Yeah, that what a name of the past. But, yeah, Cleveland Browns have not been in the hunt for a while.
And Mark says, I'm worried about you. 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Is that what he said? He said that?
Mark does.
Yeah, Mark, he's probably right. That might be, yeah. Yeah, you might be right on that. I thought about that. Sometimes after I've left Fonder Park, I thought about, hey, just looking up to 100, going someplace and getting some help real quick.
This also came in from Kurt in Hastings earlier in the program when we were talking about Nebraska football a little bit. He goes, Doug, I'm trying to remember, have you ever done an interview with Bo Pelini on your program? Okay, the answer to that one-on-one for more than a couple of minutes, no. And Coach Pelini has not done that with any Nebraska radio show. But we have had Coach Pelini on. We have asked coaches questions of Coach Pelini. Most of the time that's in a setting with more, not just the press conference, but media days and things like that. He goes on to say, I think he's unpopular in outstate Nebraska because it doesn't seem like there is much effort from him or his coaching staff to connect with fans outside of Lincoln and Omaha. I live in Hastings and cannot ever remember Pelini appearing in Hastings to speak since he became head coach. I can remember a few appearances by some of his assistants, but not many. What do you think? Does our present coaching staff do a good job of connecting with fans in outstate Nebraska? Okay, I don't know that Bo does hardly any speaking engagements. That's not his deal. That's one of the knocks. That's why the fans maybe just don't connect with him, as Kurt is saying, because that's just not his personality. He doesn't do a lot of speaking engagements. And again, if he's the head coach here for 20 years, you're going to see him do a lot more speaking engagements. He's going to be more comfortable, knowledgeable about the state
He obviously was in Hastings recruiting Zach Stirrup. I know for a fact that he went to watch him play a basketball game at least one occasion at Hastings St. Cecilia. He and Barney Cotton had come up to watch Zach play, and it might have been even more than once. His assistant coaches, we have had some on the show before. We've had Coach Papuchas, we've had Coach Ells, just to name a couple back in the day. Of course, Coach Eckler we had on multiple times. That's a little easier for them to do as well because of the time commitments. Once you get the coach, if Coach Bellini started doing one show, everybody'd want him, and then you'd run into some problems there. As far as connecting, I think anybody, either you love the coach at Nebraska or your university and you don't. I think he's connected good enough with the entire Nebraska fan base. Jimmy, any thoughts on that?
Well, the only a couple of things. I mean, to answer his question, he probably isn't. Is not a strength of his. That's probably not what the strength of his demeanor is to go out and to visit with people and talk to people from Hastings and Gibbon and Shelton, run around town. That's just not his demeanor. I will say this: if I was in the national media and they said, hey, you know what you're going to do? You're going to be on the sideline of Georgia-Nebraska football game, and we want you to go up and talk to one of the coaches at halftime. I will pick the Georgia coach and let the other guy, he can do the Nebraska coach because I don't want to get yelled at.
I got no problem. I would take that Nebraska. I'd say Coach Bellini. I got no problem with that because, A, I think I'm confident enough that I wouldn't ask a stupid question.
There you go. Good
and
question.
And, B, I wouldn't pressure the coach. The thing is, I think that I would and this might be where it doesn't go well because all these guys in the media, if they cover your game on a national level, you have time with the coaching staff before the game. That usually happens on Friday for a Saturday game to go over a couple of things and get familiar with the coach, get familiar with the program. And I just, I'd say, Coach, right at halftime, I'll be the one doing the question with you as we walk off the field. We'll see how it goes. I promise I won't hold you for more than a minute. I'll even walk with you if you want. What do you prefer? What do you prefer, Coach Pelini? I know you probably prefer not to do it at all, but what, and try and keep it lighthearted, be professional about it. Say, what do you prefer? I'll ask you about probably a key play, and I'll ask you about, if there's an injury. There's pretty much a handbook on, you should have the two questions really ready to go. You don't ask, well, what'd you think about the two turnovers? Well, that's just a stupid question.
Right.
Of course, I didn't want to, but I would have no problem. I would have no problem asking Bo Pelini questions, walking off the field at halftime.
Here's the demeanor I have is that when I referee high school and college basketball games, eventually I got to go talk to a coach about something. Sometimes right now is not the good time. Right now, right after I make this call and we're shooting two free throws, I got to get away from him. Then after he hits a three and maybe there's a charge that goes his way and maybe there was a travel and we got a timeout and he's had a couple three or four good things happen to his team, now we might go back and, hey, about 8 minutes ago when I had that one, here's what I had. Hey, that's okay. Yeah, no big deal. Because he's in a better mood. But at halftime, you can't control if they just made a 57-yard field goal against him or not. You still got to go talk to him. It's halftime. It's a lot more fun to talk to Bo right after they intercepted a pass and ran in for it. Hey, Bo, how's it going? Pretty good. What do you want to talk about?
Kids are playing good. Just got to keep executing. Folks, we're going to take a break. Josh Harvey, Big Red Report, talk about the new Husker kids, the commits that Nebraska has, and what he thinks of where the Nebraska football program is. Come join us. We're here until 1 o'clock at Fast Fills, part of their holiday celebration, all kinds of giveaways. Somebody's got to win. It just as well be you. And Mega Millions is up to $400 million. You can sign up to win plenty of great prizes. The Nebraska Lottery here as well. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio after this.
This is Sean Callahan. My Husker Radio Report is next on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Latest from the Huskers after this.
When you make the decision to buy a home, you want to get the loan closed and move in. You don't want to waste any time when you could be enjoying your new home. Hi, I'm Russ Smith with Charter West National Bank. Many people just like you have been turned down or had requests for more money down. Or you have to accept a higher rate because your bank didn't handle all loan types. We're Charter West National Bank. You have the reasons. We have the loan. Call 234-2220 for an appointment today.
The power of the Eagle, Charter West National Bank. NP Realty likes calling Central Nebraska home, but loves helping others call it home. If you need an apartment, condo, or house, if you want to build or buy existing, if you want to rent, lease, or buy, commercial or residential, on the farm or in town, NP Realty is there for you. Since 1993, NP Realty has become Kearney's number one realty firm by putting our customers and community first. Whatever your needs, discover the difference. NP Realty, developing dreams.
Well, today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. A year ago when Nebraska played Georgia in the Capital One Bowl, Bulldog quarterback Aaron Murray gave the Big Red all they can handle as he passed for 427 yards and five touchdowns, leading the Bulldogs to 589 yards of total offense. When junior corner Josh Mitchell flashes back to that game a year ago, he called Murray one of the better quarterbacks the Huskers have ever faced in his time in Lincoln.
I remember him putting the ball in places where we just couldn't get to it. I remember one play in the fourth quarter, he threw like a back shoulder fade, and it was a great throw. I just really remember him being very, very accurate.
However, Murray right now is out for the season with an ACL knee injury, which means NU will face off against Georgia's backup, Hudson Mason.
I mean, you would love to go get someone like that because you obviously want to play against great players to test and see what kind of player you are. And it's unfortunate that he's out, but they have another good quarterback.
Huskers are set to begin bowl practices this weekend. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. Catch more Husker news with me, Sean Callahan, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mountain mud, hurry in today for a latte or a chai to take the chill away. Oh, mountain mud, it's the place to be. We have gift cards for your stockings or underneath the tree. Mountain Mud Espresso, located at Ampride North on 14th and Burlington, or Ampride South on Baltimore and Highway 6. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan here at our holiday get-together, the holiday party at Fast Phil's in Senex Plaza. We're here until 1 o'clock. You can come by and visit them anytime, but between now and 1 o'clock, still hundreds of dollars in great giveaways. We've got the Dr. Pepper go-kart, the Coca-Cola polar bear, and, of course, the six-foot stocking with prizes jam-packed in there, all kinds of things from the Nebraska Lottery. Stop by and visit us that, because with the purchase of $10 in lottery tickets, including the Mega Millions, you'll be getting a grab bag. Already seen a ton of folks coming in here and get their grab bag today from the Nebraska Lottery. But right now, it's time for our TNL Husker recruiting update. TNL Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every TNL irrigation system. And to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today. Performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. So call your independent TNL dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. TNL Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. Wishing all the customers and the folks in the listening area a very Merry Christmas. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, and from the Big Red Report, Josh Harvey is with us this afternoon. Josh, thanks so much for making some time for us today. How's your December?
You know, it's been busy. You think that after the season kind of ends, or the regular season ends, that the reporter's life actually gets slower, but I would actually say it's the opposite with bowl prep and the coaches hitting the road really hard. I mean, every coach has been out, and Nebraska is making a lot of headway in their recruiting class because of it.
Josh, as I looked online today at nebraska.scout.com and Big Red Report, either one you type in, you're going to find your website. And it dawned on me that as the coaches are out recruiting right now, additional offers are being made. And in this day and age, it would seem to me that if you haven't been offered by the time your senior year is well underway, then you're not maybe looking at some big-time names. And I'm sure that's not always the case, but your thoughts on the kids that Nebraska is offering right now?
Well, you know, I think a lot of the kids that Nebraska is offering right now have been guys that are JUCO products, where maybe they didn't get an offer because, you know, people were waiting to see if the academic side of things was going to come through. And at this point, if you're in your second year of JUCO, you know, the academics are starting to become a little clearer. I think there's been one or two cases already where Nebraska thought they were pretty interested in a guy on the JUCO level and then saw his academics and said, you know what, maybe we shouldn't mess around with this. Maybe we shouldn't take the chance. I think the other thing you're seeing is you're seeing some effects from coaching carousels. You're seeing some effects from schools getting other guys committed and then maybe telling another commitment that they had, hey, we don't have room for you anymore. And so you're seeing Nebraska, you know, throw out some offers to guys who are looking for a place to call home. You know, one instance, you know, they have a quarterback slash athlete coming in this week named Colton Gerhardt. He's the brother of Toby Gerhardt. He just picked up an offer recently, but he's a guy who's had offers from all around the country. It's just Nebraska, you know, he's looking, he's a soft verbal to Arizona State, and it might be hard to get him away from there, but he's a guy that Nebraska felt like they had a shot at, and so they're going to throw his offer his way. So, well, while your point makes sense that a lot of times when you have an offer this late in the game, it's guys who aren't maybe, you know, maybe they're late bloomers, but they probably don't have the 20 to 30 offers. But in some cases, it's just guys, you know, looking for a home late in the game and a place like Nebraska feeling like they have a chance with him.
Hey, how about this Darius Slade? This looks like this could be a great recruit here. The defensive end from New Jersey. Talk a little bit about that. That seems like that was just a really good, a great job of recruiting. Just a tremendous job by our coaching staff.
Yeah, Nebraska did a great job when they can, you know, pull a New Jersey kid away from Penn State because Penn State holds a lot of weight there. And also they beat out Michigan State. And anytime you can beat out Michigan State for a defensive player in the last couple of years, you're doing a good thing because we've seen, you know, Michigan State, the way they play defense, kids want to go play for that. And Nebraska did a really nice job with Darius Slade. I think the in-home process was crucial. I think that's one of the things that Nebraska staff does really well. When December rolls around, they're great inside the living rooms, whether it's an assistant coach or whether it's Bo talking with parents. They do a really nice job during this process, and I think that's what ultimately, you know, got them Slade out of everything. I look at Slade, I think the Rainey Gregory tag will be thrown on him. I think a lot of people will try and compare him to Gregory. I think he's, you know, at this point maybe a younger version of him, maybe not quite as fast, but he's very long, athletic. A lot of schools were interested in him. The one knock I have heard on Darius Slade is that his conference, he doesn't, you know, his stats are really gaudy. It was like 21 sacks this year, but a lot of that work was done against some of the really bad teams in his conference. And I have heard that when he plays against those, you know, premier schools in his league, that sometimes, you know, he has a consistency issue. But we've heard the same thing about other defensive linemen before that Nebraska's recruited. We heard the same things about Vincent Valentine, and that's starting to really, you know, come around for Nebraska. And so I'm not really that concerned about it with a guy like Rick Kaczynski on the defensive line and how he is able to motivate guys. And so ultimately I think that was a really good get for the Huskers this week.
Josh Harvey, Big Red Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Our holiday party at Fast Phil's continuing until the top of the hour. Come out and visit us. Josh, how much or what are you hearing from the recruits and outside of the state of Nebraska about what happened with the non-coaching news from the Iowa game, and has that affected recruiting at all?
You know, it really hasn't. I know people want to look at that and think that it just does, but unless you're a local recruit, you know, it's really not, it doesn't really, you know, gain the attention of kids in Texas or California or Florida. And, you know, Bo might have a perception of, you know, being a guy that's fiery and screaming on the sidelines and whatnot. But if you talk to 99% of parents, it seems like, whether they're recruits or they're Husker players, the parents just love him, and especially the moms. And I think he really goes into the living rooms and sells them on the importance of academics, which they can back it up. You know, they have a team GPA of around 3.0. He really sells them on, you know, just the family culture atmosphere at Nebraska. And that's why I think Nebraska does well at this time of year. But if you talk to parents, they love Bo. And I think the kids feel comfortable with the coaching staff because they feel like they don't lie to them, and they don't, you know, make a lot of empty promises like a lot of schools do. And so, you know, unless you're a local recruit, unless you're a DJ Foster or a Luke Gifford, I just don't think, you know, that kind of speculation and that kind of, you know, the discussion about Bo being this fiery guy really comes up on the national scale as much as we would like to think.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that Bo Pelini, when he's in there with in the living room and he's talking academics and he's got that, I think he's really good at it. And I think all of us, would we look at somebody during that 60 minutes of that college football game and the intense and how intense he is, that's not his best side. And that's true with a lot of high school coaches and a lot, you know, all over throughout the nation, professional coaches and athletes. During that time, that's not the best time to be talking to me about other things. So I agree with you completely that he does have to handle that living room atmosphere. And I would think Ron Brown would be absolutely amazing too.
Yeah, Ron Brown does a great job. To be honest, I look at the whole staff and I don't think there's one weak link when it comes to the in-homes. And I think you make a great point. Parents and recruits, for that matter, too, they look way more beyond just the 60 minutes on the field. They look, you know, whether they're getting a father figure and somebody that's setting them up for life. And that's what the staff does really well. I think that's why they usually close pretty well, at least they have the last couple of years, because they're able to kind of spend some one-on-one time with these recruits late in the game now with no practices and whatnot. They're able to talk to parents and high school coaches, and they really sell them on, if you come to Nebraska, we're going to take care of you. And I can't tell you enough how many parents just really respect that when they hear it from Bo.
Josh Harvey with us from Big Red Report, scout.com, for just another minute here. Josh, what's next? We're going to head into this holiday time, and that's usually pretty quiet for obvious reasons. There are still some spots to fill on this 2014 recruiting class. What do you foresee between now and signing day?
Well, right now they're at 19, and I think they're going to go out to 25 if they can. I don't think they're going to, you know, just offer anybody to offer them to get to that number. But I think they also could probably get to 26 or 27 if they want. They got four visitors in this weekend. You can check out Big Red Report for who they are, but I can tell you they would be more than happy to take any one of these guys, and so would a lot of other BCS schools. The guys they have coming in are pretty solid players. The dead period starts, I believe, on Tuesday. And so no more in-person contact recruiting with these guys until after the national championship. And so you're right, it will probably get quiet. But if Nebraska can maybe get one or two more guys before that dead period and be sitting, you know, 20 or 21 guys going into January after the bowl period, I really like their chances to kind of fill out the class, maybe with a couple more JUCO products as well. They're putting themselves in a situation that, from here on out, they can really just take the best guys on the board. They don't have to be worried about necessarily a specific position. And I think it's similar to the NFL draft. When you can get an opportunity to just take the best guy, I think that always bodes well. And I think Nebraska is going to have that opportunity in January.
Josh, when we talk to anybody concerning Huskers here lately, since the last football game, just your thoughts as we wrap things up on where the program is right now after this 8-4 season.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that Georgia win would do wonders for this program, and it probably really helped going into the off season, not only from the fan perspective, but I have to think from the player perspective. If you can beat Georgia, you know, kind of in that SEC territory, I would have to think that it would have to be somewhat of a confidence booster going into the spring, because the last thing you want is another negative off season, and I think especially a blowout loss to Georgia would probably do that. I think if they felt like it's been negative around here already, it could be a lot worse if you lose to Georgia and fans have to sit on a couple weeks of, or I should say a couple months of a loss. And so I think this Gator Bowl is crucial for the Huskers going forward.
All right, Josh. Hey, Merry Christmas. We will talk to you again soon. We always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate the knowledge.
No problem, guys. Talk to you later.
Take care, Josh Harvey, Big Red Report. Check him out, scout.com, for the very latest Husker news. And when we come back, we've got some drawings to do. We got some big giveaways to give away, some Dr. Pepper go-karts. Any chance you might get on it and drive it around?
No, I'm not getting on it.
I can't get you to ride a bull. I can't get you on a go-kart.
I thought you were adventurous.
I'm adventurous. I'll tell you what I will do, though. If they want me to be in charge of the punt return team at the University of Nebraska, how about the fair catches inside the 10? I'll take that job. But that's the only thing I'm going to do right now.
We'll ask him about that. We're going to take –
I was just going to say that I thought that Josh was really knowledgeable about our coaching staff, and I think our coaching staff does a really good job with the in-house visits. And I know they take a little heat here because people want Nebraska players. They want – guys from areas around like that, and he made a comment and he said, you know, you got to take the best player on the board, and I think that's what the Nebraska coaches are doing, and I want them, I would like them to have Nebraska walk-ons if that's what we need to do, but you got to find the best players on the board, and if they're missing some Nebraska kids, I don't think they're trying to. I think they're trying to get the best players they can, and no matter what state they're in or where they're from.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our T&L Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Back to Fast Fills Plaza and their Senex Station with their holiday party brought to you in part by the Nebraska Lottery right after this.
ESPN, Super Station, Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, a Sports Center update on ESPN, brought to you by Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everyone gets a great deal and a great deal more. Nebraska offensive coordinator Tim Beck is the third highest paid assistant in the Big Ten Conference and ranks 11th among all assistants, according to a survey by USA Today. Beck gets paid $700,000 per year. Michigan defensive coordinator Greg Madison leads the conference assistants with a salary of $851,400. Nebraska defensive coordinator John Papuchis makes $310,000 a year, good for 20th place in the Big Ten Conference. Barney Cotton and Ron Brown of Nebraska make $254,800 apiece. John Garrison and Terry Joseph each earn $245,000 this year. Ross Ells made $230,000. Rick Kaczynski earned $208,900, and Rich Fisher was paid $200,000. Tri-City Storm will host the Youngstown Phantoms this weekend. The two teams will play at 7:30 tonight and again at 3:05 tomorrow afternoon. We'll have both games on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Detroit Tigers have added some depth to their bullpen by working out a one-year contract with former Nebraska pitcher Jamba Chamberlain. The hard-throwing right-hander was 2-1 with one save and a career-high 4.93 earned run average in 45 games for the New York Yankees last season. The converted starter was 23-14 with five saves and a 3.85 earned run average in 260 games over seven seasons with the Yankees. Bellevue University beat the Nebraska Kearney men's basketball team 73-65 at the Health and Sports Center last night. Mike Detwanger had 18 points and 10 rebounds for the Lopers. With his performance, Detwanger becomes the 40th player in school history to reach 1,000 career points. UNK is now 2-5 on the season. The Nebraska basketball teams will be in action tomorrow. The women will play Creighton at 11 o'clock in the morning, while the men will battle Arkansas State at 3. The 8-seeded Nebraska volleyball team will meet 9-seeded San Diego tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. That in the third round of the NCAA tournament, Nebraska is 25-6 in the season. San Diego is 26-3. First serve will be at 7. Pregame show begins at 6:30 on ESPN 1550 KICS. Hastings College men's basketball team will play at Dort College tomorrow. Both teams are undefeated in conference play. The defenders have beaten the Broncos the last seven meetings, and Hastings has never won in Sioux Center, Iowa. Tip-off will be at 4 o'clock. The women will play the first game at 2. Our coverage begins with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Amanda Olson and Jen Lerner of Hastings College have been named honorable mention All-Americans by the NAIA. The two led the Bronco women's soccer team to a 16-5-1 record this year, 9-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
Getting your car repaired can be a scary and expensive venture. You need quality service you can depend on, and you want to make sure you'll get the most for your money. You see a sign ahead. A sign that is your assurance of quality, value, and selection. The sign reads Plum Creek Motors. You take your vehicle to the service department and you tell the friendly service associate what the problem is. He makes sure your vehicle gets what it needs and you get a price that goes easy on your wallet. In a short time, the service associate returns your keys with a smile. When you get behind the wheel and turn the key, you know you've made the right choice. A choice you feel even better about when you see the bill. You smile as you drive off the lot. It's a smile of confidence. A smile that says you haven't entered the Twilight Zone. You're dealing with Plum Creek Motors, across the street from the Dawson County Fairgrounds in Lexington, or online at driveplumcreek.com. Visit us on Facebook, too.
Happy Honda Days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's Best Value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Cowie Bluebook, visit KBB.com for more information.
The first time you saw a laser level, you were probably a little suspect. Now you wonder how you did without it. At a Red Wing shoe store, we use the latest tools to give you the best fit, like a digital measuring device that not only scans the length and width of your feet, but even gauges pressure points and arch height. And Red Wing offers a 30-day comfort guarantee. It's all part of making sure your boots do their job so you can do yours. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Introducing the new Big King sandwich from Burger King. Taste the difference of two fire-grilled patties, tangy king sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, and pickles, all on a sesame seed bun. And now that it's part of our 2 for $5 deal, what's not to love? Mix and match any two sandwiches, including the premium Alaskan fish sandwich, the original chicken sandwich, and of course, the new Big King. For just $5, only at Burger King, where taste is king. Price and participation vary. Single item at regular price. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Doug and Danny Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're on the road. Want to congratulate Jack from Kearney, who won the PBR tickets, which we forgot to mention earlier on in the show. That's going on tomorrow. Thanks to everybody that's part of the Midway PBR Challenge and all kinds of bull riding. Again, 40 bulls, 40 riders, and then they have the finals with the 10 for the short go. 7:30, always a good time. It's about the typical length of a football game, if that, but maybe not even that long, to go out and enjoy it if you kind of want to know what's going on. A lot of things. It's family fun. It's guys fun. It's gals night out fun. It's whatever you want to do. Maybe a great place for the holiday party as well. If you still need tickets, Buffalo County Fairgrounds, JR's Westernware, or pickmytickets.com. And again, the Midway PBR Challenge. Go out to Midway tomorrow from 10 to 12. They are going to have a couple of the folks like Justin McBride and Mike Lee, two former world champions there from 10 to 12. Plus, you can check out the inventory. Maybe it's time to make that last purchase for 2013, kind of help yourself out, plus get a new or pre-owned vehicle. Stop by and see them at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Jabba Chamberlain signs with the Detroit Tigers yesterday, a one-year deal, reportedly $2.5 million, maybe up to $3 million. A Yankee that he has been for his whole career now joins the AL Central team, and that means you'll probably see him a little bit more in Kansas City, probably more opportunities to go watch Jabba pitch. And that's always a good thing, even though it's against the opposition.
Yeah, you know, I'm not for sure. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. But the New York Yankees would only come in 3 or 4 games usually. You know, usually it's a 3-game series. You only had a chance to see them 3 times. And now, do they play 12 or 18 times? I don't know what it is exactly, but I think they play.
That's about 18 times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you get to see them, yeah, quite a bit. The Detroit Tigers usually have a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah, so there you go. We've got that bit of news for you. The Loper men fell last night to Bellevue, 73-65. The men and women will host Lincoln University tomorrow night. Doubleheader starts at 5:30. Hastings College is at Dort with both of their nationally ranked teams for the Broncos. And those games are at 2 and 4 on 12:30 KHAS in Lincoln. Both Husker teams are home. The women will play Creighton at 11 a.m. The men will play Arkansas State, and that is at 3 o'clock. And that is tomorrow for the Huskers. We ran down the high school stuff earlier. Want to say congratulations to Amanda Olson and Jen Lerner of Hastings College. NAIA soccer All-Americans made the honorable mention list for that. And I think we have just about finished everything up except drawing the big winners here today at our holiday party with Fastville Senex, the Nebraska Lottery, and of course here on Doug and Daddy Show at ESPN Radio. Let's name some winners. You think, Jimmy, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead. You name them.
Okay, I'm going to get after it. Here are the big winners today. And again, come on in, Nebraska Lottery, $10 purchase. You get a Nebraska Lottery grab bag. The Mega Millions is up to $400. I waited for kind of everybody to come in during the show and buy the non-winning tickets, so I'm going to go get that winning ticket here. But if you sneak in ahead of me, you might grab that. But with a $10 purchase, you get the grab bag as well. Here we go with the stand-up cooler and the chips and the Pepsi and the pop and all of that. That goes to Richard Grill. Congratulations to Richard. The Dr. Pepper go-kart. Oh, congratulations to Taryn Brisbane. Taryn Brisbane gets to go buzzing around in the go-kart. Congratulations to Dakota on the polar bear. He wins that one, the Coca-Cola polar bear, and the six-foot stocking stuffed with all kinds of goodies. Congratulations to Marty Coble of Kearney. Marty Coble is the winner of the six-foot stocking, jammed full, perfect Christmas gift here today. And again, thanks to all the folks at Fast Fills and the Nebraska Lottery and so many more. We have had a ton of winners today, and you can still stop in and take advantage of the free coffee till the top of the hour. Coca-Cola 20-ounce drinks for a dollar, Monster drinks for a dollar as well, while supplies last. And we're not even done yet. We've got one more segment to wrap everything up, so we'll do that here from Fast Fills on the Doug and Daddy Show after this. Easy.
Mid-America Market Information.
Markets are a service of your local certified expert Purina dealer, Two Rivers Co-op in Arkansas City. The ag market's really struggling on Friday the 13th. December corn down 7.5 at 420 and three quarters. March corn is down 6.25 at 428. December Chicago wheat down 2.75 at 619 and three quarters. December wheat goes off the board today. March Kansas City wheat is down 5.75 at 672.5. May is down 5.25 at 676 and three quarters. Just can't seem to find a rally handle anywhere. Soybeans struggling too. January beans down 2.5 at 1321.25. March beans down 3.5 at 1308. December soybean meal is on the upside, up 410 at 463.50. But December soy oil is down 52 at 39.28. So we're having some issues with the corn and wheat and soybeans. We're seeing some bright spots with some of the products, but really having some difficulties elsewhere. Livestock started out, feeder cattle started out strong and then got weak as we went through the morning. January feeders currently down 15 at 166.92. March feeders down 37 at 166.17. Live cattle have been down all day. Currently, December live cattle at 131.65. That's down 60. February live cattle at 132.52. That's down 57. Hogs have had their issues for the last several days. Today, Friday the 13th, no exception. Currently, December lean hogs at 81.22. That's down a dime. February hogs at 87.10. That is down 90. Hard-pressed to find much good news there. March cotton is up 4 at 83.10, but May's down 2 at 82.78. So mixed numbers even in cotton. Just kind of a tough day on Friday the 13th in the ag markets. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
As a farmer, I like to know where the price of corn and soybean futures are trading from time to time. I like to check what the latest government crop reports say and what cash basis in my area looks like. I like to know what the weather forecasts say, and I'm not big on charts, but I do like to sneak a peek at the long-term trends occasionally. And whether I'm at home or out in the field or on my combine or even when I'm just out to supper with my wife and kids, it's good to know that my QT Market Center can help keep me informed so I can more effectively run my farm with the tools that I need. I'm not just a farmer, I'm a businessman, and I use a QT Market Center. Free trials are available at www.qtmarketcenter.com. The toll-free number is 800-240-8761. That number one more time is 800-240-8761.
Generations of a family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
In the market for a late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have had multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here are just a few. 2011, 2012 Ford Edges. 2011 Honda CR-V 4x4. 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee. 2012 Cadillac SRV. 2013 Ford Expedition Explorers and Escapes. 2013 Ford Fusion and Mustang. They will deal and they want trade-ins. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Wrapping up the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You going to come back in Monday?
Yeah, I'm going to be here Monday. I might be a little late, so you might have to run the show from about 11 to 11:10, but about 11:10 on, yeah, I should be able to catch you.
Nothing I need to know about, is it?
No, nothing okay. Major, thank, yeah. Thank nothing goodness. Nothing major, but I'm usually on time. I'm pretty – that's one thing I'm reliable. I may not be very good at this, but I am reliable.
Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. You know there's only Division II, 1AA. By the way the Elite Eight volleyball in Division II going on. I didn't even catch this till last night when they played in the quarterfinals. We were up in arms about how the regional that UNK is in is the toughest regional. Well, then the winner of that regional played number one Tampa in the national quarterfinals. So not only was it the toughest regional, but as soon as you got to the Elite Eight, you played the number one team in the country. Morons, 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 morons. You can't tell me I personally couldn't do a better job. Okay, so anyway, Concordia St. Paul did win last night and advances on. There's only one Division I college football game, and you don't have a really good vibe on it as far as that. But first, are you going to take the Naval Academy? They have won 11 in a row, I believe it is, over Army. So I always take Navy. Or I always take Army, and that's probably one of the reasons they've lost so many, because my dad was in the Army. So, is it Army? Is it Navy? Who is going to win the big game heard right here on ESPN Radio tomorrow at 2 o'clock?
You're going to take the unders in that game, whatever the unders are. Unders? Army, Navy, play the unders. Army will compete hard. Navy runs the ball forever. It takes a lot of time off the clock. Let's just go under, see what it go and try that. Two pro football games I do like. I kind of like the Cleveland Browns. They're even against the Chicago Bears. Bears look great on TV. Everybody saw it. So everybody's going to be a Bear. They've got a change of quarterbacks. I think you can take the Cleveland Browns at home. It's a pick'em game. And I do like the Redskins a little bit, too, with what's going on there and getting the 7 points. So those are the two I kind of like. But other than that, I have nothing. And, you know, I was a little kind of hard lately. You know, when you're 3-7, you kind of lose your confidence about, you know, it's not that much fun to pick games when you're not really hot.
So, Navy favored by 12.5 over Army, the over-under 52.5. Right now in the Army-Navy game tomorrow in Philadelphia. Jimmy, appreciate you always joining us. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks for spending a couple hours down here with us at Fastville Senex. We want to thank Tina and the entire crew here for their hospitality.
Hey, this was a good place, and I didn't really realize how many stuffed animals were around here that were, you know, this is kind of amazing.
There's been a taxidermist in here.
Yeah, somebody came in. Or
got some cats up there, wild cats.
Is that a bobcat? Is it a bobcat?
Yes, that's
exactly. You and I wouldn't be very good at hunting.
Could be on what's the show where they go and hunt the hogs? That we got wild boar up there. Yep. But it's more than that. To come in, get your Mega Millions tickets, Nebraska Lottery with a $10 purchase. You get a gift bag today here at Fastville Senex, just south of Whiskey Creek, north of the Ramada Inn in Kearney. We want to thank the entire crew
for their time. And that's going to wrap things up, Jeffrey. Let's get on out of here. Our producer, Jeff Babel, always taking care of us. We want to thank the many guests that joined us on today's show. Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald discussing the football classifications for high school. Mike Perennio from the Mandalay Bay, the director of the Race and Sportsbook in Las Vegas, with some of his insights to the NFL, some of his selections and what's going on there. Josh Harvey of Big Red Report and Scout.com on the latest Husker commits and Nebraska recruiting overall. Also want to thank Jeff and Jimmy and Kelsey with the Midway PBR and the Casey's Bullfighters. That's going on tomorrow night at 7:30. Want to thank all of those folks for coming in and joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. It'll be a whole new week. The Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza begins on Monday. All the details. We got some great prizes lined up. So your chance to show us how smart you are. I'm sure, Jimmy, you'll win this, but you're not eligible for the prizes.
That's okay. I think last year I did not win it, but I think I kind of won it between you and I and a couple, about six or eight other people that we do this. But all we have to do is pick the winner of the game. Or do we
go just the winner of the game. No confidence points. No, it's tough enough just picking the winner of a game. Last
week I was like 2-18 or whatever. So, yeah.
For Jim Langan, I'm Doug Duda. Folks, thanks so much for joining us here from Fast Fills and Senex in Kearney. We will see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.